At the 6,000-year-old Sumerian city of Ur, with its massive ziggurat, or step temple tower, built in the period 2112 to 2095 BC, and restored by Nebuchadnezzar II in the 6th century BC, the Marines spray-painted their motto, Semper Fi, Semper Fidelis, always faithful, onto its walls. The military then made the monument off-limits to everyone in order to disguise the desecration that had occurred there, including the looting by U.S. soldiers of clay bricks used in the construction of the ancient buildings. Until April 2003, the area around Ur and the environs of Nazira was remote and sacrosanct. However, the U.S. military chose the land immediately adjacent to the ziggurat to build its huge Talil Air Base with two runways measuring 12,000 and 9,700 feet respectively and four satellite camps. In the process, military engineers moved more than 9,500 truckloads of dirt in order to build 350,000 square feet of hangars and other facilities for aircraft and Predator unmanned drones. They completely ruined the area, the literal heartland of human civilization, for any further archaeological research or future tourism. They did, however, erect their own American imperial ziggurats. On October 24, 2003, according to the Global Security Organization, the Army and Air Force opened its second Burger King at Talil. The new facility, co-located with a Pizza Hut, provides another Burger King restaurant so that more servicemen and women serving in Iraq can, if only for a moment, forget about the task at hand in the desert and get a whiff of that familiar scent that takes them back home. The great British archaeologist Sir Max Mallowan, husband of Agatha Christie, who pioneered the excavations at Ur, Nineveh, and Nimrud, quotes some classical advice that the Americans might have been wise to heed. There was danger in disturbing ancient monuments. It was both wise and historically important to reverence the legacies of ancient times. Ur was a city infested with ghosts of the past, and it was prudent to appease them. The American record elsewhere in Iraq is no better. At Babylon, American and Polish forces built a military depot, despite objections from archaeologists. John Curtis, the British Museum's authority on Iraq's many archaeological sites, reported that on a visit in December 2004, he saw cracks and gaps where somebody had tried to gouge out the decorated bricks forming the famous dragons of the Ishtar Gate, and a 2,600-year-old brick pavement crushed by military vehicles.